Yeah, some new developments today. Interesting developments, actually. The Michigan State House. I'm going to read you some reports about what's going on in Michigan. Let's talk a little bit about the Dominion machines, the auditing process, and what's going on there right as we start our initial quick, I'm going to call it the quick pod, the quick cast, the quick podcast. I don't know. Tell me what you think. What should we call these little segments like this? Little popcorn pod, podcorn. I am in Indiana, so maybe podcorn is a good one. I don't know. We'll come up with a name for these little things. Anyway, we'll be right back and talk about this. So today I'm reading here from, I'm on Parler. I don't know if any of you are on Parler. If you're on Parler, I'm on Parler. And you'll find me there. I'm at Epic Video About Nothing. That's my screen name on there. Epic Video About Nothing. Welcome to the show. Thanks for listening. I'd like to really appreciate people diving in here and joining in the conversation and just hearing what I think about things. But just recently got this. This is an interesting report. I'm going to see if I can try to play this and actually put it on here. I don't know if it's going to come through or not. I'll give it a try. Apparently there's the, you know, there are provisional ballots, the provisional electors, I should say. So over the weekend, a lot of interesting stuff has happened in Michigan over the weekend. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the Dominion machines and what happened there, as well as what's going on right now with this electoral thing, because it is absolutely criminal, in my opinion, what's happening here. I'm going to play this video. I don't know for sure how long this lasts. I haven't even played it myself, so let's see what it sounds like. In
for the Capitol Commission, for the governor's office, for the Speaker of the House, for the Speaker of the Senate, the Capitol is closed unless you have an office here to conduct business today, or if you are taking part in the Electoral College process. Anybody else is not permitted to come in.
We are electors.
Here. The electors are already here. They've been checked in.
Not all the electors are inside.
All 16 electors that you've been advised by the governor's staff that we're going to be here to vote in the electoral college have been checked in. They're already here.
But the GOP electors.
I understand.
Ian's here. The Capitol
is closed. Everybody that's permitted
to come forward.
For the Capitol Commission, for the governor's office, for the Speaker of the House.
Okay, so what has happened now, if you hear this officer is standing at the door telling these people they can't go in, this is normal procedure. This is absolutely normal procedure to have a provisional elector signed in and sworn in and applying their ballots. Because if the state flips, if for some reason something flips, those electors are right there, and they flip for the other side, so they would be flipping for Trump's electors. This is criminal, and obviously, what he mentioned there was that this was the. He's just doing his job. He's just the messenger, but he's got two officers behind him and a guy in a suit. And my guess is this is a directive from the governor, because he mentioned the governor's name and the Secretary of State. Now, here's what has happened over the weekend with this electoral, with this voting machine thing. They were allowed to do an audit on the, I think there were 16 machines in Atrium County, however it's pronounced, in Michigan. And this is where the one thing, the deal was flipped, where there were 6,000 votes accidentally given to Biden and they flipped them back the other direction. They basically had the votes on each side flipped. A certain number of votes were flipped each way. And during this time, the case was placed against, because there was a candidate in that particular district that was going to lose in the local government, who also had his vote switched with, and everybody on the down ballot had their vote switched as well. So what ended up happening here is the judge in the case basically slapped an order on. They allowed them to do a forensic audit. I'm going to call it a forensic audit, a forensic examination or investigation into those machines. Now, a couple things have happened, have come out today about this whole election thing, about the whole election machines, the voting machines. They didn't have one is that they put this slapped this gag order, is what it amounted to, on the results of the forensic findings. They would not allow the forensic findings to come out until this morning. The forensic findings weren't allowed, and then they almost they delayed it this morning. It was supposed to be 8:30 Eastern time. It ended up being later than that by the time they actually were able to publish everything. Then, of course, now this is the day where the electors come in and vote, and this, they're doing all this stuff now. So that was all happening today. That gets all muddled up in what's happening as well with the whole thing with the Dominion machines. So what has happened here? And what is going on right now, as I speak, is the machines that they've come out, they've now released the audit, or they've released the forensic findings. Two of the machines, at least as I understand it, at least two of the machines, and I think maybe all of the machines, are missing critical data in the log of what happened there. So someone has erased information in the voting machines, specifically, that should be explaining what's going on, and it's not. This is there's obviously something being covered up here, and it's kind of like asking your teenager, "Did you take a candy bar out of the candy jar?" And they got their hands behind their back, and they're saying, "No, I didn't take it." "No, well, show me what's in your hands." "No, you're not allowed to show me what's in my hands." It's like, this is ridiculous. It's one thing when the government wants to see something I'm doing. They need to have due process for that. The government is supposed to be transparent. They are supposed to be working for me. They're supposed to be open and honest and free. This kind of thing is not acceptable. It's not acceptable at all. I don't know what's going to happen up there, but it is coming to the point in Michigan where this looks like a cabal in the way they're acting up there. Now, there's also some other reports. I'm just going to refresh what was going on. I know there's some other things happening. I'd also seen they came out and refuted the findings of the machines, of course, without any kind of data on how they're refuting that or what's happening with that refuting thing. But the state house now has banned those electors from coming in, casting their votes, provisional votes for Trump. They also was looking at another article here that had some information on what else happened, and it was very similar. Nevada's doing the same thing. They've got provisional voters there. I do believe that Pennsylvania, I think, is also going through the same process, and Georgia maybe also going through the same process. It's not unusual. This has happened before. It happens in a lot of elections where there's any kind of contestant type of provisional voting needs to happen. See the Michigan officials dispute audit report saying Atrium County machines made errors. They dispute that, of course. And Cheryl Atkinson is actually on top of all this, and she is kind of digging into this whole thing. If you want any kind of a better analysis and a longer analysis, she's got about a 30-minute podcast on the whole Atrium County thing and the machines that are there. All of the forensic data on any machine that has gotten hold of so far says that there was about 68%. There was a 68% change in the voting. And I've got another article about that. We'll talk about that later. But so this little Corncast, Popcorncast, is all about the Atrium situation, the voting machine situation, and now this breaking news that's just come through from Michigan and what is going on there. Obviously, this is the same state that where they kept the observers from being able to observe. They locked them out of the house, out of the state house as well. They're not strangers to doing this kind of thuggery. So that's all there is right now, and hopefully we'll get some more information on this in a little bit. I'll be back in about another hour with a little bit of an update on what happened over the weekend. I'm going to talk a little bit about Mike Flynn and what his little speech that he had on at the Jericho March on Saturday morning. Really impressed with that guy. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But in the meantime, We're going to be heading out of here, and we're going to just come back in a little bit with a little bit more of a show. Stay tuned. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. I guess you're not really watching. You're just kind of listening. I'm just kind of talking. Because I have a face for radio, I've been told. So, thanks again. The news, according to me.